So, hi everybody, I'm Stephen Pritchard. I work for Secura. Secura is the company that manages SIMP, if any of you are familiar with that. So I'm the OpenBox 9 release manager, although I'm going to say right off the bat that I have done a very small fraction of the work that's been done in OpenBox 9. I'll have some shout outs at the end. OpenBox 9 in one sentence. Basically, what we're going for is a platform support catch-up release. We're doing almost no new features. We really want to minimize the amount of work that it takes for everyone to upgrade to OpenBox 9. We really want to get people on OpenBox 9 as quickly as possible. Going back to that last talk, I hope that rolling out OpenBox 9 is far, far, far simpler than it was going from Puppet 7 to Puppet 8 or OpenBox 8. We're wanting to modernize the stack. We've got Ruby updates, OpenSSL, Jetty, JDK, PostgreSQL, and then there's a lot of deprecations that were hidden in the code base that have been there for literally years that we wanted to do some cleanup on. So where we are today, 9.0.0 beta 1 was released yesterday.
Hey. In fact.
I'm just going to get a shout out right now to Charlie Sharpstein. He's been just doing an immense amount of work. Lots of other people, but Charlie has really been driving things. So. If you want the details on that beta, look at the announcements channel on Slack, all the details are there. And originally we had planned to just try to get the agent done and follow up with the server and OpenBox DB. And as it turns out, everything's kind of landed at the same time. So we've got the 9.0.0 beta 1. Is OpenBox Agent, OpenBox Server, and OpenBox DB. So please try them out. For anyone who's doing any code changes on OpenBox, the main branch is OpenBox 9. There is a separate branch for version 8 because that is going to be supported for some time yet. Okay, so Ruby 4. Basically, the first thing that we did, actually before forking, the OpenBox 8 branch, we added Ruby 4 support to CI. So the agent packages are shipping, I believe, the latest Ruby 4.0. And if you're wondering why Ruby 4.0, we were told that Perforce was going with Ruby 4 for Puppet 9, so it seemed to make sense to try to keep parity with them. It gives us, by going with the latest Ruby, that gives us more runway before Ruby is EOL. And also, conveniently, Ruby 4 was more a milestone release, not really a major. It wasn't a breaking release, so it really wasn't that big of a lift to get Ruby 4 support. Ruby 3.2 went end of life in March of this year, so we've been kind of in a rush trying to get this release out because we didn't want to be reliant on end-of-life components. Since March, I think two or three other components have gone end-of-life as well. So you're really going to want to upgrade to OpenBox 9 as soon as possible. Now that said, OpenBox 8 is still shipping Ruby 3.2 and will continue to do so for its life, which will extend probably about 6 months past the release of OpenBox 9. It is important that I mention that the floor is staying on Ruby 3.2. We had a moment there where we bumped it up to Ruby 3.3 because that's the most that's the oldest still supported version of Ruby. And someone rightly pointed out, I don't remember who, and if you're here, thank you. Someone pointed out that if we're not testing with Ruby 3.2, we might miss compatibility with OpenVox 8 agents, right? Yeah. So we backed it off to Ruby 3.2, so we're still testing. That way we know that you know, everything that's shipped with Plugin Sync and whatnot is still should still be compatible. But let's see here. So the goal is obviously that mixed 8 and 9 fleets are supported, and I'm sure everyone will be testing with that. So yeah. We've done a number of runtime updates and security updates. There's an OpenSSL update. Some things were removed from the AIO package. The Windows agent builds, which I think are broken right at the moment. I don't know that there's a Windows. I don't think Windows agent the beta.
They're shipped. Unsigned.
Oh, they're unsigned.
Yeah.
They did. Okay.
You can still install it.
Okay. All right. This has all been moving over the last couple of days while I've been traveling and everything. So it's been a challenge to keep up with with status as I went. These slides were like a week old, and I'm like half of these are wrong. Anyway, and of course we're doing dependency updates all the time, so any of this could change before we actually get the final release out. There's very small platform changes. Fedora 44 is supported. There's some fixes for EL10. A big difference is we're now supporting JDK 25, which is the default, and also JDK 21. this does make upgrades on the server and OpenVox DB a little bit interesting, because you have to upgrade Java at the same time. So be sure to read Charlie's notes on that specifically. And then also OpenVox DB has been tested with PostgreSQL 17 and 18. Previously 14 was the highest it was tested. So. And then deprecations. I spent a lot of time going through and finding as many things that were marked deprecated or appeared to be deprecated or whatever, and created issues for all of them. And hopefully you all saw that I posted asking for feedback on these things to see if anyone cared about any of these things that were deprecated. There was remarkably little feedback. I hope that means because nobody cared. we ended up undeprecating a few things, actually some things that were marked deprecated that had been marked deprecated forever. We talked about it, and there was no reason to deprecate the things. There were a handful of those. There's a very small handful of things that are being removed. Most of those removals have landed and mostly just OpenFACT and OpenVox. I don't think we touched anything in OpenVox DB or OpenVox server. A number of things we decided to defer it to 10, because again, we really don't want this to be a breaking change for anyone more than absolutely necessary. Let's see here. So just to give you an idea, some of the things that were removed or being removed, there was a Puppet dash dash config print. I didn't even know that existed. That's how old that one was,
I wrote that, so yeah.
So there's one person in the room that knew that existed. It's gone now. So sorry, Luke. There was some dead code in Plugin Sync doing reg subs. It was an encoding argument that hasn't worked in almost 20 years. So it's like I think since Ruby 1.9 or something like that. There were some PAL shims. We had this Puppet SSL certificate compatibility class thing that looked like no one was using it, and then we dropped it, and then immediately it broke OpenVox server, because apparently it's used in FIPS mode, and that is the only time it's used. And so yay for testing. So that showed up real fast, and we reverted that one, and no harm, no foul. There are some Hira 3 era things that I am hoping will get removed in the next couple of days. Those, I think, are the biggest. I think that's the biggest potential breaking change, but hopefully nobody cares about anything Hira 3 era. There's a PR out there that I need to go do, spend a little quality time with to get it rebased, but apparently you could put a in a file resource, you could put content and then have a checksum. So a magic string that would then pull something from the file bucket instead of actual content, and at least one person found out the hard way that this was a magic feature, because he actually wanted something that in a content in a file that looked like a hash, and it failed. And so that seems like bad magic, and so we want to remove that. Hopefully no one else is actually using that. I did. That was one of those things, like, I didn't even know that existed. We did some. I believe you. I think maybe a different parameter instead of content would have been a good call, you know. But anyway, if anyone actually needs that, if please tell me. If we get any reports of that, I think what's going to happen is that there will just be another parameter that will let you pull from the file bucket. I think that's going to be the fix. But if nobody cares, I think just dropping it's probably the right answer. There had been some work on changing Puppet Master to Puppet Server in documentation and whatnot. I've done another pass of that, or actually someone else did another pass of that, and I just there was an open PR to Puppet, and I just I snagged that. But working on that, Tim rightly pointed out that there were some places that still should probably say OpenVox, so I started working on that. That turned into a really big job. But I have a PR that probably is gets all of them. It's a very, very large PR, and I have not. I'm not 100% sure on all of it, so I'm still reading through all of it to make sure it's all fixed and it's all correct. But I think it's, yeah. You can't mechanically go through and change when things say, you know, if Puppet language is okay, Puppet commands are okay, but we want to have OpenVox for everything else. And so it was exciting. So the deferred functions are pre-processed by default again. I know there were some people that had a problem with that. That was a thing. So anyway, that's the kind of thing that we're doing. Very minor quality of life stuff, or things that no one will notice, hopefully. There have been some small changes to OpenFact. There were some legacy LDAP name facts, there's some old factor core execution functions that I've seen in code, so those are probably still real, but so we're warning on those and currently, and then we'll eventually remove those. OpenFact is obviously being tested against Ruby 4 and JRuby 10. Let's see, OpenVox server and OpenVox DB. They've been upgraded to Jetty 12. That was actually backported to the OpenVox 8 series. Like I said earlier, JDK 21 and 25 are supported. Where possible, JDK 25 is the right answer, but JDK 21 still works. I guess EL8 is still the newest version is 21. Various other dependency updates. We've really tried to minimize the number of closure code changes in this release. Herman might argue with this, but the community decided that we've got a pretty limited closure bench, so we want to minimize the amount of changes that we make. At some point in the future, we might look at rewriting some of these things in Ruby again. So JRuby 10, this slide was a few days ago, said different things. It's done. So JRuby 10.0 gives us Ruby 3.4 compatibility, not 4.0. Anyway, it's landed, it's done. And that last line is completely wrong. I didn't fix the rest of the slide. I'm like, okay, this is just wrong. So what's that? Oh yeah, yeah. So as of a couple of weeks ago, we weren't sure about how much work was going to be required to get all this done. But I know people have been working on this like crazy, and it got done. Hence the beta. So, as I said, the betas are all available today. We would love your help testing, especially mixed OpenVox 8 agents with OpenVox 9 servers and vice versa, to be honest. It would be useful to know if there are problems. The remaining before GA, there are a few more deprecation PRs that are going to land. I hope the JRuby 10 stuff is done. I didn't get that fixed. I would love to give you all a date when OpenVox 9 is going to be available. I do not have a date for you. We're really going by the list of things that need to be done and just testing. So if I had to guess, I would say probably in the next couple of months, but possibly sooner if everything goes really well. If absolutely nobody has any issues in testing, we could get something rushed out relatively quickly, but I'd still say probably not less than about, 6 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, I have been keeping a OpenVox 9 release planning page on the planning wiki updated as we've been getting this work done. There's some stuff in there about OpenVox 10 as well. I think I'm actually split that out into a separate page and kind of get the list going for OpenVox 10 as well. Speaking of OpenVox 10, there are a number of things that may get removed in OpenVox 10, like the legacy Hira functions, PSON serialization. There's a weird thing where partial CLI argument matching works, and various other old wrappers and shims and things like that. But all of those things should have warnings in the code now. So if you're working with OpenVox 9 and testing with OpenVox 9 and you see a warning, take it seriously. Those things might actually get removed in an upcoming release. Then there's obviously bigger questions. I don't know if OpenVox 10 will be when we start migrating away from JVM for certain things, but it's possible. And then, as was pointed out, our 10K is basically unmaintained, so we got to think about that. There's various other ecosystem things that we need to look at. Before I go, I want to thank Charlie, Tim, Haroon, Josh Partlow, Austin Blatt, Nick Bergen, Gerald Sheets, all the people that Charlie shouted out in the announcements. Everybody's been doing just a massive amount of work, and I couldn't predict just how much work was going to be involved in getting the build system updated and fixing a lot of old problems and just so many things. but that work has been going great, and so thanks to everyone involved. And if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to take them if we've got time.
Yeah, two questions.
Okay.
when there will be general availability, will we be able to use 9.x agent against 8.x servers, or do we have to migrate servers first?
The intention is to test for that, and it should work. It both directions should work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 8 agents with 9 server and
9 servers with 8 server. But the
usual recommendation is to upgrade the server first.
There are enough situations where that goes the other way. You know, I mean, a lot of times it's way easier to upgrade the agents than it is a server. So yeah, we want to test compatibility both directions. So that's the intention. Unless something crazy comes up, that is the intention.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Yes.
Another question. You mentioned feedback in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I would say I really appreciate it if you ask for feedback. I kind of forgot to respond, but I really like getting the mail with the questions and feedback.
We do appreciate feedback. Obviously, you know, all of us are watching Slack and or IRC, and feedback is very appreciated.
And also, the request for feedback is also like mental reminder. You're doing stuff. Please respond.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the deprecation list that I sent out, or yeah, okay, that specifically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely, we're trying to keep the community involved as we go here. So. Anything else? I'm keeping everyone from coffee break, so.
Thank you, Stephen.